Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Socialism. Think about it. You know, they used to teach at school a class called Americanism versus Communism. Mm. For some reason, you know, they quit teaching the difference in that. And now you're looking at people run for office based on socialistic principles. And then there's even one guy calling himself a socialist. But there's no difference. It's a socialist-type platform. Mm. And we need to re-educate ourselves. What does that really mean? And when you think about socialism and communism, two peas in a pod, you're looking at somebody taking over your life and saying, we can run your life better than you can run your life. And God's going, what happened to me? See, America works because it's one nation under God. Our laws work only if we have a fear of God, not because of men watching over you. But you're noticing men are becoming more watchers over men. And at the same time, they're saying you don't need God.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of cranking that up a notch. But it's so important to understand that here, this interview right now is beginning to look back and see that what people said about socialism and communism, where Hitler's come from, where Stalin's come from, and understand that there's somebody behind this. Obviously, Lucifer somewhere back there, but he says they're held captive to do his will, to want to clamp down and take over a people and totally control every aspect of its life. And think about this. Hitler just didn't show up. Hitler was a man just like everybody's a man. But somehow he got an inlet into politics. He worked his way to a place and said, I got a great plan for everybody. And the plan ended up with people who loved God and who were Jews put into ovens and concentration camps. Listen, God has a plan, and it's not socialism. Listen up.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders thinks what America needs is socialism.
Healthcare should be a right of all people, the right to go to a public college or university tuition free, at least 3 months of paid family and medical leave.
The 74-year-old senator has become a rock star to many millennials who believe in his message and like all the free stuff he's offering.
They say he is saying all the things that I need and I want. I want health care. I want an education. I don't want to have to be paying back my student loans for years and years and years.
I have a lot of student debt. I think that he's going to do great things for education.
Gender equality and equal pay and equality for everyone.
Sanders is careful to call his program democratic socialism and doesn't mention Cuba or North Korea, where the average person makes less than $2,000 per year. Or Venezuela, where socialism has resulted in food shortages. Or the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, where a young Sanders went on his honeymoon. He talks instead about European social democracies. It's true that Europe has a long history with socialism, and some of it isn't pretty. France is the land where some joke that communism succeeded. The French have the kind of welfare state Sanders wants, and from which the French government is trying to escape. France is trapped. Having built a welfare state it can no longer afford, it keeps raising taxes, killing the businesses that it needs to fund its welfare state. While Bernie Sanders has said he would like Americans to work less, France's socialist president François Hollande is trying to get the French to work more by ending the 35-hour work week. But the French don't take kindly to having their welfare yanked by the government. They tend to protest and sometimes set things on fire. French free market economist Emmanuel Martin says socialism has also weakened the French work ethic and entrepreneurial spirit, making people psychologically dependent on the state.
Individuals cannot be responsible. They need daddy, the state, to do things for them. It's terrible because we're not able to be grown-ups in a way. We're not grown-ups. We're just, when you have those people demonstrating in the streets, again, they're just asking for Santa Claus.
While polls show most Democrats in the U.S. now believe socialism has a positive impact on society, half of French young adults say they would flee France if they could because the future looks so bleak.
The entrepreneurial young people of France, they are heading elsewhere. They're going to London, they're going to Asia, they're going to the United States.
American millennials are understandably concerned about their futures. They've entered the workforce during one of the weakest economic periods in decades. Cato Institute fellow Michael Tanner.
Well, look, if you're young and your student debts are piling up and you don't know whether there's going to be a job when you get out of school, the prospect of somebody telling you he'll give you something, that sounds pretty good.
They've seen capitalism bashed in school and in the media as the problem and not the solution.
But the fact is that if you want economic growth, if you want those jobs, if you want prosperity, capitalism is what produces it.
Statistics show that the freest economies are the most competitive. Sanders thinks America should follow Scandinavia.
And I think we should look to countries like Denmark, like Sweden, and Norway, and learn from what they have accomplished for their working people.
But what Scandinavia is Sanders talking about? Sweden, Denmark, and Norway all have lower business taxes than the United States, which has the highest corporate tax rate in the developed world. Sweden has cut taxes and partially privatized health care and social security. Denmark has cut back, too.
I think he's basically wrong about what they are. Those are not really socialist economies. What they are is capitalist economies, in some cases more fiercely competitive than our own, with social programs sort of layered on top of them.
One study showed Sanders' socialism could cost the U.S. $18 trillion.
But I do believe that the middle class and the working families of this country, their incomes should go up, not down.
And the data shows that the best chance for that to happen is with capitalism. It's what some French wish they had more of. Dale Hurd, CBN News.
This is so important. It's a very good understanding of understanding socialism and communism. And look, you got to grow up. This particular government, this present day government, they're promoting the idea, and you heard at the beginning of our program, there's going to be a huge price to pay for what they're doing. And the price is there's going to be a war. It's going to be a physical war. And when you heard the prophetic word at the beginning of this program, he says the word was that people are going to be in tears. The young people aren't prepared physically. They're not prepared emotionally. You know why? Because people told you you didn't have to grow up, but you got to grow up. You're a grown person. You really are. I mean, God created you in his image and his likeness. It's time to be responsible. You're not supposed to be a freeloader. You're not supposed to be a sluggard. That's what he says. He says, somebody that's hinged to their bed. He says, if you do that, he says, poverty will overtake you like a bandit. The government, this is where the government gets their money from. They get their money from your neighbor. So when you say the government owes me something, your neighbor who's working, they're going to take it from him or from her. The government makes no money. They don't have any business capabilities where they're actually making money. They take it from other folks and give it to other folks. And socialism works, is what Margaret Thatcher says, until you run out of other people's money. I know we're about to go to a break here, but socialism works until you run out of other people's money. And that's what they're talking about. That's where money comes from. Government does not make money. But really, it comes to a fear of God and how God designed this country or allowed this country to exist. And here is a professor right now talking to a man from Asia who's observed our country and realizes the only way our country will work. Take a look at this.
Some time ago, I had a conversation with a Marxist economist from China. He was coming to the end of a Fulbright fellowship here in Boston. And I asked him if he had learned anything that was surprising or unexpected. And without any hesitation, he said, yeah. I had no idea how critical religion is to the functioning of democracy. The reason why democracy works, he said, is not because the government was designed to oversee what everybody does, but rather democracy works because most people, most of the time, voluntarily choose to obey the law. And in your past, most Americans attended a church or a synagogue every week, and they were taught there by people who they respected. My friend went on to say that Americans followed these rules because they had come to believe that they weren't just accountable to society, they were accountable to God. My Chinese friend heightened a vague but nagging concern I've harbored inside that as religion loses its influence over the lives of Americans, what will happen to our democracy? Where are the institutions that are going to teach the next generation of Americans that they too need to voluntarily choose to obey the laws? Because if you take away religion, you can't hire enough police.
And that's when Hillary Clinton was walking and doing these particular things and graduating great friends with Saul Alinsky, where I have a letter that she wrote to his office and talking about wanting to get together. And we have that for you in a different program. But the thing about it is, you know, you can have your ideas, whatever they are, but we need to know, what is socialism? Do we want socialism? Mm-hmm. Does that mean the end of America as we know it? Well, really, it does. You see, America is a republic. It's a representative government. And that it's a government who gets us, it's a people, it's a government that's under the people and the country. And it, the government gets the right to govern from the people. It's not the government governing the people. It's the people allowing the government to even exist. And if it does wrong, according to the Constitution, then the people can replace the government. And it's so important to understand that. But if we get that mentality, and this is how they're really doing it, they're pushing out free stuff. It's like, hey, we'll give you this, we'll give you that, we'll give you this. And people are just buying into it. And what happens every single time when people do that, they end up like Pol Pot in Cambodia when they finally make that shift. And when they made that shift, they begin to kill off anybody that really knew it was stupid, any wise person, mm-hmm. any doctor, any religious person. All they have left was young people.
Yeah,
that's why today you have things like the Pink Room, the program that we talked about, where they're selling their own children into prostitution. Because they were killed off. Their parents were killed off by people who wanted socialism. They wanted communism. Pol Pot was evil. The Killing Fields, the movie that was out about Killing Fields, that happened because of communism and socialism. You know, Mao in China killed just hundreds of millions of folks, right? Mm. And Hitler, and it never works out. It never works out. But you know what? This is what God says. If you don't turn, if you continue on the route that you're going, if you refuse to heed my instructions, you refuse to listen to me and deal with the sin in your life, he says, this is what I'll do. I'll turn you over to your neighbor. I'll turn you over where every part of your body is controlled by this particular neighbor. Hmm. Understand that this is not a political thing. This is a spiritual thing. And he says that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and I'll heal their land. That's what he said. It's not some strange person out there. It's the church. It's us coming back to God and revival coming amongst the church and us going, you know, God, I really want to do what you want. I really want to go your way. And I know, Lord, if I will do that, you will turn this whole thing around. And that's why we're so excited about the Third Great Awakening.
Yes.
And getting right with God and getting connected in this apostolic hubs, you know, arising throughout the land. But it's time to respond. It's time to be able to get back with God. And I didn't have a chance to go over it, but it's available to you as a VFN TV partner for any amount if you haven't partnered yet. But our partners will let you know. It's called Tell of Two Kings. And what it is SOS, Saul or Samuel. You can either pick God's form of government where he's in the leadership. He's the one that tells us what to do. Or you can have a Saul where God puts a king over you and that the king tells you everything to do. He says, if you choose a king, he's going to tax you high. He's going to take your best men, your best food. And if we keep crying out for socialism, you know what God's going to do? He's going to give it to us, and we have nothing to say other than, God, I'm sorry, and repent and turn back to God. Right. Even under a tyrannical rule, we may have to do that, but it's a Tale of Two Kings. You can get that on VFNTV.com under the partners right there. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFNTV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.